like we finally made it on here. All right, man. Wow, I didn't think it was going to happen, actually. Oh, my God.
Lost all the viewers before we started.
That's perfect. That's why I put on the little promo piece, you know, to get things rolling a little bit, make people happy there. Didn't even have time to pack up my bowl. This is ridiculous. All right, man, but we're here. We're happening. I've been, honestly, just... hold on one second here. All right, there we go. Man, I'm way behind on everything today simply because the 420 is upon us, and I'm a man in the cannabis industry, and I do the transportation for the weed dealers. I'm a mule, a drug mule, if you will. And everybody had the last minute orders coming through this week, and so, you know, it's funny, in the Bidenomics era, there's no business, right? Except for the one week where we're celebrating marijuana smoking. And everybody kind of waited for the last minute to see if anyone was going to buy anything. And then people started buying stuff. So now everyone's like, shit, we got to get more stuff moving. We need more product moving across the state. And so I had a hectic day, and here I am.
Everybody's got time to, or money to celebrate 420, you know?
Everyone got those student loans back. So now...
flush with cash. Thanks. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
It's mostly migrants. They got all the money now. Just lines of migrants out the dispensary doors. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, Mike, how are you doing today, man? How's the Chi-Town?
Chi-Town's doing all right today. No complaints today. I worked like two blocks away from my house, so.
Wow. Oh, man.
Yeah, I could have walked there.
Did you take a lunch at home?
Oh, yeah. I came home, took a nice shit. You know,
I didn't ask if you had Subway for lunch. I was just asking how the day treated you.
I had some Wendy's today. Not bad.
I had a friend long ago tell me that the Wendy's is the way to go when you are going with the fast food because they fully grill the burger.
I think they all fully grill the burger.
You're never going to get
Oh, yeah. You're never going to get, like, a medium rare.
No?
It's well done. They have to.
Oh, I know not a medium rare, but I never really thought McDonald's or any of these places were actually grilling. I thought they were kind of like microwaving patties, essentially.
Oh, but they're cooking it all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, is it grilled? It's not grilled.
Burger King is the flame grilled. Right.
Oh yeah, I'm in adjustment mode. I'm gonna be adjusting for the next 10 minutes. Don't worry. We used to just do audio, so I could do whatever I wanted. Wow, you know, nobody knew what I was doing, man. Half the time, I wasn't even in the room.
Now you got all these people watching you. I believe it's four.
Magnificent. We're blowing up. Watch out, Russell Brand.
Better take it easy. Better sit down.
Oh, man. Well, lots to talk about these days, especially here in Colorado. Like I said, 420 is upon us. It is on Saturday, which is great. A lot of us out here get the day off, and we're most likely not going to celebrate with the legions of people that are ascending or descending upon downtown Denver. We are having our annual Mile High 420 Festival. Mike, are you familiar with that?
Never heard of it.
Well, no. It used to be nationally a big deal. So I would say, 10 years ago, Boulder was the epicenter of the grand smokeout for 420. I went to a couple of them. Absolutely one of the greatest times of my life. You're talking about an entire campus filled with thousands of people. People waving American flags and just a cloud of smoke lingering, this haze right above the crowd for hours, you know, and especially when the 420 moment happens, there's nothing quite like seeing all that weed smoke just kind of come up from the crowd, you know. It's cool to be a part of. The event has changed a bit. They no longer do it in Boulder. They actually do it downtown now in Denver, over on Civic Park, which is right in front of the Capitol building. And, you know, when you think of stoners, Colorado. I feel like the music genre that comes to mind, bluegrass, right? Jam band music, Grateful Dead.
Jam bands. I hate
every jam band. Every Grateful Dead cover band you could imagine, right, should be here in Denver for the 420 Fest. Well, let's see here. 420 Fest is run by one main company. I think they're called Jars. And they are... this is their website, all right? And so I'm in the cannabis industry, so I was checking this website out to see, you know, what was going on. You know, what were the people going to be doing? What vendors were going to be at this festival? This is the most poorly designed website I've ever been to. All right, we're going to just scroll down here. You got the... they've now told us multiple times it's 420. Yeah, I get it. You got the pot leaf. Cool. See where it is. That's it. There's no other place on this website to get info. All right. Now, here's my favorite part. Emma and I were talking about this because she, too, is in the cannabis industry, more in a national sense. But we were kind of discussing the entertainment at this festival. All right. This is 420 Fest in Denver. Okay, so we're going to come down here, and here's the lineup. We got we got Gucci Mane. He's the headliner. Followed by a fella with the tattoo on the face there. I'm not familiar with this guy, OGZ. Seems like a nice fella there. Then after him, we're going to see Afro Man. We all love Because I Got High, right?
Yeah, you know who's going to play it. You know who's going to play
it. You know it, man. Then, of course, we got Big Boss Vetti. I think that's how you say that. Murs? Not sure about the pronunciation on that one. We got Tommy Genesis is performing. She seems lovely. Later on in the afternoon, we have a fella named Dro Kenji. And then Lexi Pantera will be performing for a bit. And then, of course, Fred the God. And I've seen multiple variations of spelling. I think this website actually misspelled this guy's name. I think he does the double D on the God, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong.
Fed the God, not Fred the God.
That's how stupid his name is. I can't even pronounce it. Fed the God. Thank you.
That means you're like feeding you. You just got done feeding the God?
Yeah, yeah. Children, I imagine. That's what you usually sacrifice to Moloch.
Dro Kenji? I mean, come on.
I like
what are you guys this name.
I like Lexi Pantera. She's kind of simulating the oral sex act on a female with her fingers there. Very nice.
Oh, yeah, very nice. Very classy. Very classy.
They ran out of pictures apparently for the rest of this lineup. You got the Bordas brothers since July. Obviously not spelled in any way that any person could imagine. I think this says jackpot, but I'm just going to let everyone use their imagination. Tesla, Nicole, Dissolves, Brother, Nature, Tree, God, B2B, Trip, oh my God, Trip, I can't even pronounce this stuff, man. This is insane. This isn't English. We're not even doing English here.
In the whole list, there's not a word spelled right.
Not one word. All right, so... Em and I were just dying because just look at this lineup. You're telling me without telling me who's invited to this show. All right. I get it. You know who's not invited to 420 Mile High in Denver on Saturday? This guy. This guy right here ain't invited.
I've never heard of any of these people except MERS. Which I'm pretty sure you need to vaccinate your kids against.
Yes, that is a disease that I think kills children. Good call.
MERS? That's a terrible name. An OGZ?
Yeah, OGZ. I like him. He's got a lot of bling going on. And Afro Man is there. I think he's the headliner. It's him and Gucci Mane. They're like co-headlining. This is like the second or third year in a row now. I went back and looked at the previous lineups. A couple years ago, they actually attempted to maybe include other groups of people into the festival by having other types of music. Not this time, not this year. It's just a straight hip-hop show. They've gone full in on who's going to this thing now. Emma went last year. She told me very bluntly it was white trash dudes who were most likely homeless, and then a bunch of black guys there to see the rappers. That's pretty much what you're getting.
Sounds about right. It sounds like that's what that's geared for. I mean, not even like a Fish.
A cover band? Like, a Fish cover band. Anybody.
And, you know.
Dude with an acoustic guitar and a banjo. Nothing.
A Sublime cover band? You can't get a Sublime cover band?
Nothing, man. It's DJs and hip-hop fellers. Looks like a good time.
I will not be there. That is crazy. Dude, I just found out this Polish kid I work with was talking about, I forgot the name of the place, but apparently it's like the greatest club in the world, and it's in Chicago.
All right.
He was talking about how it's $100 to $150 just to get in, depending on who's the DJ. And I was like, well,
wow.
I mean, you lost me at $100 to $150, no matter what.
I turn around and walk away from $10 cover charge.
Yeah.
No, thanks, buddy. I'll go where it's free.
I mean, $150. He was talking about how he went to one that was, I forgot what DJ, but it was like $150 to get in, and then you got to buy the two drinks or whatever, and the drinks are like $20. I mean, you're walking out of there $300-$400 in the hole.
That's insanity, man. Coachella was this past weekend, and I don't know if you saw any of the news. It was a pretty huge deal. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were there, but they dressed like normal people, Mike. They wore the baseball cap with the sunglasses, and they were in the crowd with the real people.
Normal. Totally normal.
Totally normal. Definitely not billionaires on any level. With no security around them. There was definitely not one security anywhere in the group.
I'm sure that baseball hat and glasses, it was really hard to spot the NFL player in the crowd. the 6'4 tight end. Yeah, very hard to find.
Well, I opened the show with a little Men in Black action, and we were jamming to it while we were checking the mics. Will Smith made an appearance at Coachella.
He rapped?
As the Men in Black character with dancing aliens behind him, and he sang Men in Black. Yes!
He's doing the comeback.
Yes!
See, they won't let him back into the movie biz. He's coming back into the music biz.
Yeah, that's right. He's taking
That opening once they took down Diddy.
Yes. Diddy's gone. Beyonce's doing country. Will Smith said, "This is my time to take back rap."
You know, the world wasn't ready for Big Willie style back in the day. It's now, baby. 2024.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's a if you Google it up, you can see him up there on the stage. Will Smith, he's in the Keanu Reeves category of not aging, my man.
No, do you know who blew my mind? Dude, Denzel Washington is like 70 years old.
No way.
Dude, it blew my mind. These guys, I saw it on this video where these guys were like, come on. You know, they're black guys, obviously.
Sure.
They're like, look at his lineup. Look at the hair. There's no way. Like, they were going nuts about it.
Man, some of these guys don't age. It's like Denzel, Chris Rock, Kevin Hart.
Black don't crack.
I was waiting for you. I was setting it up there.
A little
volleyball tee up there, man.
Yeah, Big Willie style, you know?
It's pretty awesome. I watched the video, actually. It was fun to watch, man. And I realized I love Will Smith. There's something about that guy. Even the that's why I loved the slap, because I like Will Smith. And the fact that he was willing to break the mold that was around all of humanity because of the COVID lockdowns and finally enlighten us with something else to talk about outside of politics and COVID, man, like, I think I'm forever going to love Will Smith because of the slap.
Not all heroes wear capes, Frank.
That's right, dude.
Will Smith came in. He was the hero we needed at the time. Break that tension. You know? The vaccinated and the unvaccinated finally found something to talk about. It was Will Smith's slap, you know? I can't help it, man. I watched what was it was on the other day, Independence Day.
Yes.
Once I start watching it, I can't stop. That has got to be one of the greatest movies
it is ever. A perfect late 90s action flick.
Perfect. Yeah, it's well made, great actors. I don't know about great actors. It's a great movie.
I'm going to give you great actors. Yeah, man.
Dude, I fucking, this kid the other day in the class, he goes, he was talking to another guy about brownies. And I guess the guy's going to make some or something. I don't know.
Like weed brownies.
Weed brownies, yeah. And the kid goes, yeah, you got to give me some because I'm going to watch Roadhouse this weekend. I can't wait to see it. And right away, I'm like, dude, that movie, garbage. It was fucking garbage. Don't waste your time on fucking Roadhouse. And this one guy goes, I didn't think it was that bad. You know, and he's like 27, right? And I was like, dude, have you seen the original?
Right.
I didn't know there was an original. What? What do you mean? What do you mean? Oh, God. Patrick Swayze at his best.
That's where we're at the point, though, where people don't remember the originals, or they just weren't even born, you know, in time to be shown it, I guess. We grew up in the era where we really loved kind of shitty movies from the 80s.
Yeah.
And we treasured them, you know.
Yeah, they had a certain, you know.
There was an element. Might
have been a better time.
Yes. I have not watched this new one. It's, I don't know. I don't get around to it. Emma's in this cycle where I can't break through her bachelor program mixed with the Below Deck. It's this endless cycle where I never get in with any kind of entertainment. Yeah. I'm trapped forever watching terrible reality television.
It's the old baseball basketball trick. See, the MLB stops after NBA starts.
Oh, right.
And then the NBA starts. I mean, ends after MLB starts.
Exactly,
so.
Man. You know, speaking of the NBA, Mike, the playoffs are upon us. They began the other night. They do a play-in series where the two lowest teams in the conference, or the four lowest, play off against each other to earn a spot into the kind of wild card bracket, right? So this year, one of them is the Bulls, which I'm pretty shocked. I thought they were going to be, yeah, and I'm not expecting anything. Yeah, that's right.
Nothing to celebrate in Chicago these days.
But two of the teams that did make the play-in battle off, as predicted on this show, Steph Curry and the Warriors and LeBron James and the Lakers. Steph Curry lost, shockingly, but LeBron won. He's in the playoffs. I predicted it months ago. I told everybody, there's no way you're going to go a season when LeBron is playing and he's not in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's a little Swift. I told you.
That's right.
he's the Taylor Swift of the NBA. You know, he's going to go to the playoffs. He's going to make that money for the NBA. Just what I don't know, man. I heard this guy talking the other day about it. I don't know what podcast it was, but he kind of had a good point. He kind of described LeBron James as like that older guy at the job. You know, like he's like, he even said so. I think he said plumbing, which is what got me interested. He's like, you know, the older guy who's at the job who, you know, he's not moving like the young guys. He's going to be the last one to get started, the first one to take the smoke break. But at the end of the day, he's going to get done what needs to get done. And he kind of like explained it because they were talking shit about LeBron and how he doesn't move. They were saying what we always make fun of, where like, he doesn't go play defense. He's waiting at the half court. And then when they steal the ball, you get that all-star video of him running. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, you took four steps. You were waiting for it. You know what I mean? But I guess you deserve it when you're the veteran, you know?
Yeah, and also, I mean, he's nearing 40. I'm around his age. I chopped up some tree branches on the side of my house on Saturday. I almost didn't make it into work today. I was still so sore. Couldn't get out of bed.
You haven't spent your whole adult life with nutritionists, workout coaches, you know what I mean?
That's
speed
right.
Training, strength training, stretching, you know what I mean?
Let me go hang out in my cryo chamber in the basement here after I do my cold plunge. little bubble popped up. Did you see that?
I don't know what that was.
It did it when I did the thumbs up.
Oh, nice. All right.
I think that's for people to do the click the like, click the like button. Yeah, man.
The like button. I can't. Hey, now it does like a backwards.
I, you know me, I'm a big fan of the thumbs down. While driving, I don't like using the middle finger. I'm all about the thumbs down. The other day, I was cruising behind a fella in a Jeep, and another car kind of cut both of us off and then did some bizarre maneuver, and the guy in the Jeep put his hand out the window, gave him a thumbs up, and then he pointed at the guy and followed up with a second thumbs up. And I thought that was good. I like doing the thumbs down because I'm showing you I'm very disappointed in you. You know, you could do better, fellow human. This guy went with the sarcasm, the sarcastic thumbs up.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah, and then the point with the second follow-up, I applauded this man. I really love the sarcastic thumbs up to the bad driver. Big fan.
You know, you know what I've been doing? I just do the old, like, shrug the shoulders and shake the head. Like, I take the hands off the wheel. Like, they can see me just fucking shake the head. Dude, it's been getting a lot of what you'll see is, because they're looking. They're looking in the mirror.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you'll get the hand out the window like, hey, sorry. You know what I mean? People know. Like, nobody wants to disappoint everybody. You know?
Absolutely. And I like the acknowledgement back. You know what, fella? I screwed up. I'm the jerk. Thanks, buddy.
And that's all I ask for. I do it. Dude, I fuck up. Everybody fucks up. We're all human, right? Fuck up. Missed the exit. Gotta go. You know? Fine. Apologize. Hey, sorry. You know, we're all trying to get through this together.
Absolutely.
You know?
It's not even that. There are times where, even today, they're doing this construction over at Santa Fe and Alameda. Past the light. So right before the light, they're condensing three lanes of traffic to one.
I love it.
The madness, Mike. The chaos that leads you to that point. So for me, I know, as do a few other crafty drivers, that you can bust the wide lane around all the traffic, but you got to be real tight with squeezing it in right before those cones start to shrink down the lanage.
Yeah,
all right. So I decided to be the jerk today because I had a bad day and I was running a little behind. And I thought, you know what? I earned being the jerk today. I'm going to cut all you fuckers off. And I did it. I did it. And as I was doing it, there was a lady in front of me. She was a little timid on the approach. And so I actually, in my cutoff, stopped and allowed her to pass and cut off with me. So I was being a nice guy. And the two of us... we're assholes together. We cut off a whole group of people.
There is nothing worse than the timid asshole. Like, if you're going to go around the traffic and cut everybody off, just be the fucking asshole and cut everybody off. But you put on your, you go around everybody, you get in front of everybody, and then you put on your blinker and you sit there. And then you, like, inch in and nobody knows. You're, like, you're causing more of a fucking headache for the people behind you than if you would have just been an asshole, race in front. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
It's always the females. No offense, females. But.
It is, and she was. And, well, you know, it's Denver. I don't know. Could have been a fella. Now a lady, right? That's, you never know these days.
You got to see this one, this entrance to the highway, this on-ramp that I turn onto every Tuesday. Dude, because they shut down all these lanes on the Kennedy, forgot $140 million project, nobody knows what they're doing. They're out there every day. They shut down the fucking highway for 3 to 5 years. Nobody knows what they're doing. But, the traffic is so bad getting off Ogden. There's a left turn lane and a right turn lane to get onto this ramp, you know, from opposite directions.
Yeah, man.
We are now up to 3 left turn lanes because people have just started making their own lines and forcing everybody to squeeze. So now three people are turning at once, and you got 2 right lanes now instead of one. Like, everybody's just making their own lane. Everybody's driving over the lines, going around the barriers. It's so funny.
That's perfect, man. I really love the idea of people taking traffic into their own hands. You know, like, there's a few roads like that out here where there's just dirt roads forming now because people figured out, like, this is a better route. I don't know why they built this road here, but I'm going to just go off road here.
Yeah, see, downtown, they, like, made it so nice with all these lines in the roads. You're supposed to get on, merge, and then the other people get on over there and they merge. Everybody just said fuck it, and instead of merging, they're driving on the shoulder to meet up with the other merge. It's so bad that line is already gone. It's been there about a year. It's already worn out. That might as well just be another lane, dude. Those are like those are the moments where I'm like proud of Chicago.
Yes.
Like, all right. You know?
Absolutely.
You guys took it into your own hands and you got this traffic moving. You know?
Absolutely. I love seeing cars just kind of, you know, pull off their own little route there. And I do it myself all the time in my certain zones. We all have our moments where we know, like, I can get away with this or that. You know, I recently blew a red light and almost hit a cop doing it. And and it was like 5:30 in the morning in my neighborhood. It's a light that I usually kind of blow if I know I'm, like, it's one of those where the sensors don't do anything. So you're just sitting there at like a busy street on a small street, and it's just, it's never changing for you. So eventually you just got to go. And, you know, when I went, the cop like kind of flicked his light at me and said something to his microphone, like, where are you going, buddy? And I looked at him like he was the asshole. I was like, oh, what are you doing? What are you doing? It totally got me out of it. The guy just drove away. He was confused. I was confused. It's 5:30 in the morning. I'm acting like I'm tired and pissed off. And he's just like, I don't want to deal with it. He drove off.
It's the end of his shift.
White privilege, folks. Let me remind you. That's what that
is. Nailed it.
Oh, man. Well, what are we, speaking of privilege.
White privilege. Yeah. You know who's got that white privilege?
Who's that, man?
Alec Baldwin. He shot a bitch, and somebody else is going to jail.
Oh, man. I got a quick one on it. I just wanted to, like, do the quickie tell-all, and I have your favorite. I hope everyone sprayed a little banaka and is ready for the... Make sure everything's looking nice and stylized. Look at Dave.
You can tell you can always tell when we're in a time of war, you know, global unrest, because he took the tie off.
That's right, dude.
Unbutton, dude. He's getting serious. He don't even got time for a tie.
Look at that neck leading into the chest. Does he just wax his whole body? What's going on here?
Oh, sure. Look at that hair.
I mean, we all know Dave. He's an animal, right? All right, well, here we go. Yeah, speaking of white privilege, imagine being Alec Baldwin, where you literally shoot someone, and somebody else goes to jail. So let's get a little low down here.
The armorer in the Rust movie shooting was sentenced today for involuntary manslaughter in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hannah Gutierrez is receiving the maximum 18 months in prison for the deadly shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. The judge criticizing her for a lack of remorse, telling her, quote, "You alone turned a safe weapon into a lethal weapon." Actor Alec Baldwin, who was holding the gun when it was fired, has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter. The armorer.
Oh my God, Alec.
So what does she got? 18 months. She should not. It's not her fault. It's the fault of the assholes that hired her, because this was going to be a young. We hired a young woman for the job. You know what I mean? It was a DEI hire. Whoever hired her should be to blame. She was clearly inexperienced. She had no right having that role, you know?
Absolutely.
And all you people out there who are, you know, Claudine Gay, all you people who are in these positions you didn't deserve, you didn't earn, take note. It could come back to haunt you.
It already is. Look at Fannie Willis, right? And is that the one who's banging the dude? Who's banging the dude?
Yeah, that was Fannie Willis. One that was... going after Trump, yeah.
All these DEI hires are going to go down in flames sooner rather than later, simply because they were thrust into powerful positions and they don't have the ability to handle those positions. They're not mentally there. You know, if you're checking boxes, what did you earn to get into this position? And then if shit actually does hit the fan, are you truly capable of figuring out what to do to fix it?
You don't have the power of the Bush family,
that's
of the Clinton family. You can't just kill people and get away with it. You know what I mean? It takes generations to get to that level, you know?
Speaking of which, man, did you see there was an actual new Boeing whistleblower on the stand today?
No, I didn't. Oh, they just didn't. He was found in his car outside of a house.
Poor guy eating his lunch. Just tried, decided to kill himself. Yeah, man.
Dude, there was a podcast I saw. It's like a left-leaning podcast, and they did a whole special. And the title of that episode was "Would Boeing Kill a Whistleblower?" And like, and the whole episode is like 30 minutes of them trying to say like Boeing would never do it and why they could never do it. And the whole time I'm listening to it, I'm like, this goes back to that old rule where like, if you're not the kind of person that would assassinate your whistleblower, nobody would have to make an episode about you not being the kind of guy. You know what I mean? People would just assume you didn't kill the whistleblower. But, you know, this looks more suspicious now that, you know, people have to justify it.
They got this new dude, and we're looking at him right now. He's the new whistleblower. I think this is all a setup to make everybody forget about the dude they bumped off.
Oh, this guy's a fake, yeah.
Absolutely, he's a total fake, man. It's crazy, and if you read through it, it's like they're not really exposing anything new. It's basically everything we've been seeing take place. Parts flying off the plane in midair, you know, just everything, you know, what was it, the door that flew off that Alaskan Airlines not too long ago. So I don't really think that this guy is legit on any level. It just seems like they put him there. Sam Salapur. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so. He's controlled opposition.
Controlled op. My thought exactly, man. And what's funny is, I was bringing it up to Emma yesterday, and I said, hey, did you hear about this new whistleblower for Boeing? He's going to do a thing in front of Congress tomorrow? She, no, I didn't hear about it. Oh, right. Did you hear about the last guy? No, what happened? I said, well, he did a deposition. It was really, put out a lot of important information, and so they asked him to come back 2 days later for a second one, and then the next day he shot himself in his truck in the parking lot of his hotel.
Packed all his bags, put it in his car, and then shot himself. After telling everybody he was not suicidal, and that if he did wind up dead, it was Boeing.
Yes,
little suspicious. It's a little suspicious.
What got me was saying it out loud. You know, like having to condense the info into like a sentence to, you know, say to somebody who's just not reading the current news per se. So, you know, you got to frame it in a, you know, you got to encompass all the info there. And when I did, and I was able to squeeze the whole story into like two sentences, I thought, what insane fucking world are we living in, man? Like, that just happened, and nobody cares. Nothing changes.
What blew my mind is how many people came up to me to talk about the boat crashing the bridge. It's a conspiracy. It's a cover-up. But nobody even knew about the whistleblower. Nobody cared about the whistleblower. Like, come on, people. They'll come up to me with a distraction. You know why they crashed that bridge? Oh, they already blew up the submarine last year.
That's right. They're out of submersibles. It's been played. You can't do another submersible. It's like doing a COVID 2. Nobody believes you, man.
Ah, you got to wait at least 2 terms. 8 years. Then people forget.
Yeah, it will be this next submersible will be the submersible looking for the remnants of the previous submersible.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
Speaking of not remembering, man, I've been really bugging out by this. A lot of people talking about Palestine. Dude, I'm old enough to remember 9/11.
I know.
And on 9/11, those fucking people went out into the streets to party and parade and burn American flags, chanting death to America, chanting Allah is great, because 3,000 innocent Americans died.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now I'm supposed to cry because you're dying?
No, Mike. No, you're supposed to hit the streets and chant those things yourself now. See?
That's incredible. This is America. They're burning the flag for the terrorist organization who wants you dead.
Yes. Unbelievable.
Like, look at this bag and the shirt and the fucking shorts.
Honestly, look at this lady fella in the skirt short Tucker's outfit thing. What is this person wearing? This is clearly a man, correct?
Yeah, it's gotta be.
This is a man dressed as a female, or sort of, burning an American flag. I mean,
whatever it is, if you fuck that, you're gay. That's all I'm saying.
I would just love to fly this feller, lady feller, to Palestine and see how he fares.
Yeah, nothing's stopping you from going. Go fight for Hamas.
This is disturbing, man. I never thought that we would live to see this day where white Americans, somewhere on the gender spectrum, are burning American flags and chanting death to America.
Death to America. And I just don't understand this whole idea that Hamas and Palestine are two separate things. Dude, that's like Joe Biden invading North Korea, and then North Korea bombs Chicago, and I'm like, whoa, I'm a Republican. You can't bomb me. You got to separate me from that party that's in charge of the government that we voted for. You know what I'm saying? I didn't vote for Joe Biden, but America did. So if Joe Biden invades North Korea, guess what? It might affect my life negatively. You know what I'm saying?
Is it illegal to burn the flag, or can you burn the flag like that?
Nah, it's freedom of speech.
Freedom
man.
Of speech. Wow, right. And these are the same people who want to censor us for talking about vaccines.
But that's the best part, is you cannot burn that Palestine flag in Palestine, you know?
Well, here's the best part. The guy burning the American flag can't even be transitioning into whatever he's transitioning to in Palestine. They would literally murder him.
He can't exist.
He can't exist. Yeah, the one country where it's totally okay to be this freak show that you've chosen to be, you're burning the flag of it.
And you're wearing a mask while doing it. Like, Jesus Christ. I don't know what bothers me more, you burning the flag or wearing a fucking mask in 2024.
It's the mask. I think that's what bothers me the most. I can't get past the mask.
Everything. If you're going to burn my flag, at least be a fucking man about it. You know what I'm saying?
Show your face.
Yes. Yes.
Be proud of your belief. If you believe in this, be proud of who you are and what you believe. Right?
Yeah. So that goes for everything. So Patriot Front, when they wear the stupid mask, you shouldn't have to wear a mask to say what you believe. You know what I mean? Because that just shows you know it's wrong.
Here's my favorite, is this degenerate on the skateboard with the tiny Palestinian flag.
I know, dude.
Grown man on a skateboard? What a piece of crap.
Yeah, dude, what a loser.
What an actual human trash. Like, this guy, he's what's wrong with America. This is all you need to know right here, folks. This image, this lady fella burning the flag, and this freak show piece of crap riding by, clearly in his 30s, on a skateboard. We need to eliminate these people from America, and we might do all right.
It definitely wouldn't hurt.
Look at this guy. Look how happy he is. He's on his skateboard. It's Tuesday afternoon. He doesn't have a job. He's waving his Palestinian flag. God.
I know. Did you see those fucking people? They blocked the highway to O'Hare.
Yeah, I sent you an article about it. It was pretty shocking stuff, in my opinion. Cops can't do anything about it. I get it.
What the fuck, dude? Why can't the cops do anything? It should be illegal to block a highway. And actually, did you see what they did in Florida to those protesters?
Ooh, I hope it was good.
They arrested like 30 of them.
Good, good.
They fucking started arresting them. Get them off the fucking streets. You do not have the right to block. You have the right to protest. Fine, go walk down the street. Or go walk down the sidewalk. You don't have the right to block the highway into O'Hare, the world's busiest airport.
Well, not just that. What if there is a house on fire and a fire truck needs to get through? What if there's somebody dying and they're in an ambulance and the ambulance is trying to get to the hospital? You've now blocked this person from saving their life.
Yeah, it's definitely dangerous. And it's a fucking highway. It's not for you to go play on. You know what I mean? It's for cars to go fast.
I believe anything on the highway is free game to be run over. I've always believed that. I don't know. Am I wrong? There's no stop signs, so there's nothing legally telling me I need to stop. So if you're on the highway, you shall be crushed.
You are part of the highway.
Yes, that's right.
I love the analogy of you're the referee on the field. You are part of the field.
Yes.
I should be able to drive over you, run you over. Plus, it's a fucking Monday at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you're worried about blocking traffic for Hamas? Dude, fuck you, man. Go get a goddamn job.
Yes. Oh man, yeah, this one really, this one irked me. I saw it all over, and so here's what's funny. Here's where my mind goes, because I'm a transportation guy, reading on the news in real time, and then I'm grabbing clips for my for the show, you know, I want to talk about it with you, and finding out some good articles and whatever, and then I'm like, oh my god, these bastards might be blocking my way home. I gotta see if it's happening here. So I'm like scouring the web, looking. So now I'm sure the FBI is checking out my office, right? Because I'm looking up, like, Palestine protest, you know, like, in Denver, you know, near me, right? Trying to... And I did find a bunch of stuff, and what was hilarious, and for the first time in a long time, I am proud of you, Denver. There is a Reddit thread about the disappointment people are having with the support for Palestine protests in Denver, Colorado. They can't understand why people of Denver aren't getting behind the terrorist movement.
Dude, these people celebrated when the terrorists took down the Twin Towers.
I know.
I don't understand where these people are getting this message of, oh, it's just innocent women and children. Yeah. You know where else there was women and children? In Hiroshima.
Yes.
Hiroshima. Right?
Oh.
Hiroshima, right? And it wasn't Hiroshima. The women and children in Hiroshima aren't the ones that bombed Pearl Harbor. But you know what? The government did. The representatives did. So we bombed the shit out of Japan.
Yes.
You know, it's the same thing with the Hamas. I don't care. You can't separate. You cannot separate the leaders of a country from the people of the country, right? We didn't go around Germany asking if you were a Nazi and then bomb us. We just bombed your fucking house because you were in Germany, you know?
Yeah, also, it's one thing to be against the death of innocent children and women, right? I understand being in support of life. But it's a whole nother thing to be waving the flag of a country that harbors terrorists, whose government, elected government, are a terrorist organization. These people have, you know, afflicted terror on people across the world, and you're flying the flag and then burning the American flag? To me, those are lines that I never thought would be crossed, and oh boy, now that it is, you folks are on your own now. All right, you are now an extreme part of the Liberal Party, and I assume the Democrats are going to start distancing themselves from these insane liberals. Hero of the year, currently. John Fetterman, stroke
Whoa,
victim.
What the fuck, dude?
Speaking truth after truth, and he's so clear-minded. It's incredible. We all need to have a stroke, I think. Like, this guy is seeing the world for what it really is, and nobody can handle it, what he's saying. It's absolutely mind-blowing to me.
Wouldn't that be so funny? Like, they gave us those vaccines so everybody would have strokes. They thought they would have brain-dead morons that would just vote Democratic. But then they all start healing. And become Republicans. You know, we didn't know they'd regain brain function.
Wait a second, I don't support the terrorists. I'm voting Republican.
Dude, I don't know, I can't even think of an analogy for it. It's literally people that want you dead just for being who you are, and you're supporting them against your allies. That's our allies. Fuck Israel, fuck Palestine. I'm pro-America.
Yes.
I'm for America. I am American. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That's one thing that bothered me is one of the conversations I had was with these Latino dudes. And they're like, well, yeah, I'm Mexican. Okay, Mexican, go to Palestine and tell me if they could tell the difference between you and every other American. You know what I'm saying? We're all this and that in America. Leave America, and you'll realize how quickly you become an American. You know?
Yes.
Everybody knows you're an American. Anybody who had a friend growing up that would, like, you know, was Mexican and the family would go back for the summer to Mexico. What do they always talk about? How, like, when they're here, they're Mexican. When they're there, they're American.
That's right, dude.
You know, it's just the way we are.
Oh, man. Crazy stuff. I honestly didn't know what to think of it when I was watching it unfold, and now that I've had a little time to kind of reflect on it, I've mostly kept my generalized opinions about this conflict to myself, but I think I'm now at the point where you people need to stop. Anybody supporting the terrorists right now, stop. Stop now. Otherwise, you've gone too far. If you go any further, you're going to get physical pushback from people on the other side. It's about to start. You can just see it. It's already manifesting. All right. How close are we to having the guy from Argentina who busted out the 9mm and started shooting these people off the road?
Can't wait.
Very
can't
close.
Wait.
We are very close to that happening.
Yeah. Hopefully. And let me get this through to all you people. Everybody who's thinking like me about this, I don't care about the children. I don't care about the women. I know they're dying. I know it's a genocide. That's not what I'm arguing about. Right?
Yes.
I'm arguing that it is good for America. What's good for America, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You know what I'm saying? So you're American. You should be on board with whatever's good for America. And that is getting rid of terrorists. Right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I totally agree. And like I said, I think now that they've kind of crossed the line with the blockage of the major roads and you know, the burning of the flag, I can't quite get that taste of shit out of my mouth now that I've watched that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really is just so disgusting.
To the veterans, to everybody who fought and died, sacrificed for you to have that freedom. To walk around dressed as a fag burning the flag. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I love your alliteration and rhyming scheme with that. That was excellent, sir. Very nice.
Harder on video.
Oh, man. Well, we got to talk about it because I think it is equally disturbing. The Trump trial, man. The hush money trial. What's so?
I can't believe it, dude. He fucked this chick like 14 years ago. Longer. I forgot what they said. They were trying to prove that, like, this whole thing, I guess, took place when Melania was pregnant with Barrett.
Wow,
the kid's 18. What are we talking about here? You know what I mean?
What's crazy is, and I brought this up a few episodes ago, there is an allegation out there that this whole thing was concocted between Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels, who were having a steamy relationship, from what I understand.
I like that theory.
And
if anybody needs a lawyer, I do not recommend Michael Cohen. After he snitched on him.
No!
I do not recommend Michael. That was such a great line. We need it back for the entertainment.
Yes. Yeah. That, I find the guys just to be absolutely hilarious, and so I look forward to him coming back. The further they go down this road, here's what's so funny about this one, first of all. I was dismissing it a lot, but they were obsessing over the deliberations for the jury, right? Getting all the jurors in. That was the big talk in the legacy media world. They're very into all the drama behind picking the jury. And I, like, in my head, I'm like, didn't we do this already? I thought he already had the 94 counts, and now it's dropped down to 88. And I'm like, oh, no, it's a whole different case now. Oh, I totally, okay, what is this? This is the one with the porn star? We're back to this? We're back to the porn star? It's unbelievable, yeah. Man.
After him for this, and how are you gonna find an unbiased jury?
I know.
It's Donald Trump, man.
Well, I needed a good perspective on this event because I was dismissing it too easily. People on the left, legacy media, they're obsessed with it. They got the Trump derangement syndrome going on, so I kept thinking, all right, what's in here? What's the meat on this bone that I'm missing? Well, there's only one person I can truly get the real info from, right? Joy Reid. Okay. Joy Reid's going to tell me the truth about what's going down and why it's going down.
So much worse when you could see her.
Yes. We got to watch what we say here. All right, we're we're treading into Roseanne territory.
Fucking psycho. Fucking psycho. I was just about to say it.
Cut the tape.
I was literally thinking Roseanne, dude. Roseanne. Don't pull a Roseanne.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Just don't say anything, all right?
I thought she was Jewish.
All right, so Joy Reid is going to spell out what she's going to be, what she's happy for. She's boasting. She's very braggadocious about this event and the multitude of events going down in Trump world and his criminal enterprise. And I think she's going to accidentally say out loud what they have been afraid to say out loud, but she's saying it out loud and she's bragging about it, but I don't think it's coming out the way she expects. So here's Joy Reid giving us the lowdown on the Trump trial.
In prison. But for me, there is something wonderfully poetic about the fact that despite the fact that even if convicted, he's not going to go to prison, the first person to actually criminally prosecute Donald Trump is a black Harvard grad, the very kind of person that his former staff, the people who worked for him, Stephen Miller, et cetera, want to never be at Harvard Law School. But he was. And he came out and graduated. And he's
five white people. Just...
Dude, you're psycho. Do you see? Look at Chris Hayes here with his cocked brow looking at the other white guy like, I don't know. Don't say anything. Don't say Roseanne Barr.
As a matter of fact, don't even think about James Franco. Can't even think about James Franco. Oh, this is so good.
This is a great clip, dude. Joy Reid's going deep on the racism, and they pan out to the panel of white people.
And just think about this. Black people in America are so oppressed, so held back, that this black woman gets to call in and just make all five of these people feel so uncomfortable. And nobody can do anything about it. Nobody can do anything about it. She can just go out there and spit out racist bullshit. You know?
Yes. Look at Ari Melber. He's got his hands crossed on his lap, you could tell, and he's just taking his whooping. Yes, ma'am, may I have another?
That's terrible. The only one loving it is that white bitch in the red. She doesn't realize that Joy Reid's talking about her. I don't know why women think they're not included in this white man.
They're not, Mike, because they consider themselves a part of the victimized minority and the oppressed.
I don't know.
All right, let's finish this off. This is good stuff. This is Joy Reid reprimanding their panel of white people at MSNBC.
Prosecuting you, Donald, and a black woman is doing that same exact thing in Georgia, and a black woman forced you to pay a $175 million fine that's out now also in question because the people who put it up, that might not be legit. Donald Trump is being held to account by the very multicultural, multiracial democracy that he's trying to dismantle.
That's not multicultural or multiracial. It's just black people going after Trump. Yeah. You literally just listed black women going after Trump. There's nothing multi against it. That's actually a very specific demographic of people. Black women are going after Donald Trump.
And he was only president for 4 years.
I know, dude.
He ruined every black man and woman's life in America in 4 years. I don't know if you guys looked at the polls, but the black men are going for Trump.
They are. Most young men now. In fact, I think the Democrats are just losing young men in general at this point.
Yeah, it's just women. Because they have nothing but women ideas.
I know, dude.
Oh, it's terrible.
It is.
And for me, there's something.
I love how we're racist, but she's the one who's going to make everything about race. We're not even talking about the crimes. We're not even talking about the cases. It's just amazing that it's a black woman bringing the case. Oh, a black woman in Georgia? You mean the one that's fucking the lawyer? The one that's stealing money from the taxpayers? All right, go ahead and use that one as your moral compass there.
It's incredible. Like, is it shocking to Joy Reid to think that people are corrupt regardless of their skin color?
Yeah, right? Seriously.
And these black women, these empowered black women who are taking Trump to task, there's a good chance that they are equally, if not more corrupt than Donald Trump himself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So
Joy Reid is more corrupt than Trump.
She's the queen of the castle of corruption. I guarantee it. There's no other way she made her her way to that position outside of box checking. Right?
I mean, with opinions like this, Frank, come on. Everything comes down to racism.
I would love a show with Don Lemon and Joy Reid. I'd get down with that.
Yeah, no, they have a whole channel. It's CNN.
I know.
What do you mean?
Give me the Joy Reid, the Joy Lemon experience, right? Lemon Joy. There it is. Yeah. Come on, folks.
Dismantle. And for me, there's something poetic and actually wonderful about that. It says something good about our country that we're still capable of having that happen. Go DEI. My DEIs are bringing it home on today.
No, it's striking, and a system that also is affording him.
Oh, let's cut off white guy. All right, there he goes. It goes back to Joy. Oh my God.
I thought DEI wasn't a thing, but now you're saying it is a thing, and good for it.
Wow.
You're the one that just admitted all these, you know, like Fannie Willis is only in her position because of her color, which is terrible.
Yes, but dude, isn't that what the box checking is? Like, you got your job because the box you check.
Yes.
And if you're the one receiving that reward, there's no way at one point or another you don't come to terms with the concept that you didn't earn your job or position, wherever it is. You were given, gifted this position because of the color of your skin. That's gross, man. I would never want to wear that badge of honor in any way.
It's terrible. It's like me getting a job because I'm bald.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But like, that should be a thing, actually. We need to push that a little bit for the bald fellas out there. Yeah, man, let's help them out. Is there a more oppressed group of people than bald white guys? Come on, man.
Short bald white guys?
I take that back. Jeff Bezos. He's like the richest white bald guy in the history of the world.
Yeah, he's not white, he's Indian.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Haven't you noticed your Amazon packages have a funny smell?
I knew it. Yeah, hint of curry. Yeah, I could sense it.
Every time I open the box, it burns my eyes. Crazy. Yeah, I think he's Indian.
All right. Well, no, I'll give it to him.
To be fair, and this goes back to what we were talking about before. The only reason I know he's Indian is because the Palestinians that work on cars in the alley behind my house, they always talk about how they will never use Amazon because they hate Indians.
That's so amazing.
It's not even me. That's the Palestinians.
I'm down with all religions. I'm okay with people having their own religious faith. But the thing about the Muslims is their whole religion is geared towards hating a lot of other groups. Like, they're really focused on being anti-everybody, whereas Christians, the whole model of Jesus Christ is to love your enemies.
Oh, look at the Jews. They won't even let you in. They're just like, nah, we're good. 20 mil, we don't need any more. We're good. Muslims trying to take over the world. Get out of here.
It's just crazy that you only ever hear about the Muslims talking about eliminating this group of people from the earth.
Yeah.
they're really into eliminating these groups of people.
Well, the Christians had their moments.
We don't talk about those dark days, all right? That's in our past, Mike. We're moving forward. We're progressing. We're into trannies now. Haven't you seen the Christians? We're down with the trannies, man. Yeah.
Inclusive. Yeah.
No!
That blonde chick's a dude? Oh, man.
Damn it. Got me again.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, I am shocked, bewildered, and surprised. Folks, there's no doubt about it. This is the fastest hour in the universe.